This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we're already deep into October, right? Where I live in Las Vegas is like 90 degrees, and lo and behold, our air conditioning went out in our medical office. So, you know, we were told it was going to be about $2,500 to fix our air conditioning, which, by the way, if any of you guys are air conditioning repair people in the Las Vegas area, can you please maybe give us an estimate? Because we are being told $2,500. Is that really how much it costs now to fix air conditioning, right? We're supposed to be in the dead of fall right now, and here we are at 90 degrees. But, you see, I need to do something about it. Because I'm walking in, and my patients that are coming in with nausea, my patients that are coming in with recent travel, are sitting there warm and sweaty. I know some of you are like, oh, Dahlia's going to make a killing because now she can diagnose fever with everybody. Well, no, I do not want to induce a fever by having no air conditioning at my office. Now, unfortunately, my husband says we already got it taken care of. He's just going to pay the guy $2,500 to come and fix it. That really blows. $2,500. You know how many trips to Walmart and Target I can make on that $2,500? But, oh, well. All right, we got to do it. We got to do it. Maybe next time around, definitely email me because I'd like to know how much, I don't know, a hole in the compressor. I mean, I remember my father used to fix refrigerators. Oh, it was the compressor. Compressor, really expensive job. Need to fix the compressor in here. So tell him it's going to cost more than just a service charge. Like, okay, really? It's going to cost... Yeah, I'm trying to be... We kind of had a one-man shop here. I'm trying to run my dad's business. The compressor. So as soon as the air conditioning guy said compressor, I think I would equate a compressor to a, if we were looking at the human body, because I only know medical. I don't know nothing about mechanics or air conditioning or refrigerators. I would probably compare a compressor to the uterus, okay? If my uterus, let's say, is acting funny, the whole family goes down. I mean, it's just, we are just completely miserable. But no, this is not anti-feminist. In my family, I'm not saying for all women, but for me, when my uterus is having any sort of issues, the whole family is just kind of writhing in distress. We can't sleep. We're hot under the collar. So that would be what I would equate to a compressor of a refrigerator or a air conditioning vent. Now, you all would probably say it's the heart. The compressor is the heart. I don't know. I would probably say the electric plug is, because you pull the plug. Oh, the plug could be the brain. You know what? I need one of you guys to teach me mechanics in human body. All right? Make sure there's an epiglottis. Make sure there's a uvula. Make sure there's a testicle. Make sure there's a heart, a brain, and a mesentery. And I'll be able to get it. For some reason, though, I just do not understand. I could, oh, my God, I could patch a hole. Patch a hole in the compressor. Patch the hole. $2,500? Anyway, that's out of here to there. But one of the reasons why I need to make haste, you know, and move tushy on this one is because we are already starting to see fears of Ebola in Las Vegas, where I live. Okay, I'm sure most of you guys heard how a plane had to be held and temporarily quarantined and detained. I think what happened is a baby threw up. I think it was like a toddler that threw up and had a fever, and so they had to, detain the plane. So I was interviewed by Fox 5 yesterday on Ebola fears, and is the media making too much out of nothing? So we're going to talk about that. I'm also going to quiz you guys. This isn't a pop quiz because I'm telling you about it. I'm going to quiz you guys on some basic Ebola facts, like can you get Ebola from mosquitoes? you know, how long after having Ebola are you allowed to have sex again? So I'm going to quiz you guys, see if you guys are up to date on your Ebola information, because if you guys don't have knowledge of the illness, you're going to panic. And we don't want panic. All right. You know, speaking of panic, apparently this blew my mind. Did you hear about all these venomous spiders, thousands of spiders, I guess, seize a house? It was like almost a $500,000 home, and it caught, I would be running from one venomous spider. Did you guys ever see the movie Arachnophobia? I love that movie. I thought Arachnophobia was well done, but I remember my boyfriend at the time thought it was a stupid movie, but I thought it was pretty cool. He said this is like really unrealistic. I'm like, no, you know, I was bit by a spider. This is totally realistic. Spiders are very bad, bad dudes. So unfortunately we had, I guess 6,000 spiders in this house. 6,000. So we're going to talk about that. Okay. We're also going to talk about, here we go. There's a hepatitis C drug that the FDA has approved that only costs $1,125 per pill. That's it. Piece cake. Who's going to be able to buy this hepatitis test? Or this hepatitis pill. We're having now fake patients come in New York hospitals to prepare for the Ebola crisis. They are sending fake patients with fake Ebola symptoms to test the hospital if they are ready to deal with Ebola. Now, I don't know how this is going to play out, right? Okay? Because remember, we're all scared. So somebody comes into the hospital and goes, yeah, you know, I traveled from, you know, West Africa. I got fever. I was in, you know, oh my God, Ebola, evacuate, you know, and then the hospital starts evacuating. People start freaking out. People start quitting, starting to collect their unemployment checks. And you're like, wait a second. This is just kind of a, I used to wait tables and there used to be fake customers. I hated when that happened because you wouldn't know until 2 weeks later. And then your boss is sitting down with you going, number one, Dahlia, when you waited on this table, you flirted with the husband right in front of the wife. No, sir, not that I was flirting. It's just you get a better tip when you giggle and you toss your hair and you bat your eyes. And the tip number two, you didn't suggest to sell the onion rings. Why would I do that? I'm a medical student. Onion rings are bad for you. I'm not going to suggest to sell. Number three, you told the customer that you tasted and sampled their food and their drink to make sure the drink was strong enough and had enough alcohol. Absolutely, I sampled it, but don't worry, I changed the straw. Number four, you said you didn't have enough change and that if he gave you a $10 tip, you would have to just owe him on the next one. Well, you know what? It's a good trick because then they leave more tips as opposed to leaving a bunch of singles. So I would get busted all the time whenever there was what were they called? They were called fake. I'm not sure. Dummy choppers? I'm not sure. Anyway, looks like we're coming up on break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Dr. Dahlia, speak of work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so by now, most of you already into the month, we're almost halfway into the month, most of you should have already had one of your breast mammogram by now, okay? One of your breasts should have already been mammogrammed, which means in the remaining month, you have another couple weeks to get your second breast mammogrammed. So make sure to go back and get the second one. Now, I heard some of these radiology places will mammogram both boobs at the same time. Very, very important. All right. But for those of you that only got one done, you got to still get the other one done. Go back. Men, you need to check your breast tissue, too. We've talked about men getting breast cancer. Men do get breast tissue. I don't care if you could call it your pecs, but pectoralis are muscles. You still have breast tissue around there, okay? Very, very important for men to get checked. I was on More Access Las Vegas yesterday demonstrating a breast exam. And I was all ready to go. They said, Dr. Dahlia, can you please, you know, stand up there and demonstrate a breast exam? So I shaved. I was all ready to go. But they had a model. Of course, the model was, you know, not something that I've, you know, been used to examining myself because, you know, the model's breasts were above the waist. So I was, you know, my technique includes knees being in the way for me. But it was easy for me to show and demonstrate to everybody how a breast exam is done. So for those of you that need to see how a breast exam is done, where you start under the arm, and then as you go into a circle, and then hit the nipple, etc., I suggest you watch that clip on More Access. Go to their page on Fox5.com, KVVU.com. Check it out so you know how to do a breast exam. No gigglies. No giggles. Okay, now, I was on Fox 5 News at night discussing this Ebola panic. And are we over panicking? Are we taking this Ebola story too far in the media? And is it getting quote-unquote ridiculous? Well, yes and no. All right, we got to talk about this here, okay? I understand we had a plane that was detained. I understand there was somebody on a plane, also incidentally on another plane, sneezing, joking about, sorry guys, I got Ebola. And then that plane coming to an absolute standstill on the tarmac and people with hazmat suits having to take them off and passengers ticked off, etc. So you're having people look at this going, oh, come on, this is too much. Apparently the Dallas deputy, the deputy sheriff that went to the home of the Ebola patient in Dallas had to be quarantined for a couple days because he had gone there with no hazmat suit when he was telling them to vacate and starting to get the quarantine set up. So he had to be checked out. He was found not to have Ebola. The family of Thomas Duncan, who had Ebola, who had died from Ebola in Dallas, the family members have not shown to have Ebola. So we are being told, as journalists, as doctors, etc., that the country is just making too much hype, and this, everybody needs to calm down and relax a little bit. But, with a capital B, but, what were you all saying a week ago? You all were saying that this hospital in Dallas that let the patient go when he had a high fever, apparently they said his fever was up to 103 degrees, who had a high fever, that let him go with antibiotics, was remiss, was, failed to do their job and let somebody with Ebola go and possibly infect thousands of others in the city. So you guys can't have it both ways. You can't be upset that a hospital missed Ebola, but then be upset that here we are freaking out that somebody says they have Ebola or somebody's throwing up on a plane with a fever. What do you guys want? Well, I know what I want. I want a happy medium. Okay? I don't want us going into full-blown panic mode, but I also don't want us to miss another Ebola case walking into the hospital. There's got to be a happy medium. Now, I'm very, very against panic and chaos, because once you have panic and chaos, you start to have deceit. So if people think they're going to be quarantined just for having a fever, you're going to start seeing people drug themselves to keep their fevers down. There have already been reports that people trying to leave Africa to come here that are coming from West Africa, that they're planning on taking Tylenols or Motrins or whatever, antipyretics, so that when they are screened in the airport for fever, they'll pass because their temperature will be low. Well, how does that help us? People are so scared about being quarantined and so scared that their dog is going to be shot or euthanized, which is a whole other story, which we need to talk about. The Madrid's nurses, while she's trying to battle Ebola and is battling for life, they decide to kill the dog. Like, that's really going to help her psychologically. But that's a whole other story that we're going to talk about. So right now, there's about 5 airports that are going to be doing super-duper screens now for people coming out of West Africa. There's going to be a questionnaire, so it's going to be like a number 2 pencil. All right, so I got to say, that pencil is so powerful. All right, that person has to check the right box and be truthful. All right, that's pretty easy to rely on, right? And then they're going to do a laser temperature that doesn't touch a patient, that gets a temperature of their head. All right, good. Really? You know, you weren't exposed to anybody from with Ebola? Okay, good. You're not sick? No. No, I checked no on all the boxes, right? My temperature looks good. You know, I'm ovulating, so my basal body temperature may be up a little bit, but other than that, am I good? I'm good. Then they pop more Tylenol. I mean, really, is that our screen? Is that the best way to keep people out that could be afflicted with Ebola? And another thing, too, I don't know about you guys, but lately when I'm on a plane, whether it's a domestic flight, I haven't been on an international flight for a while, but on a domestic flight, for some reason the flight times are getting longer and longer and longer, and you're stuck on the tarmac longer and longer and delays. So you may not be feeling symptoms, status post-exposure, but by the time you get through the first leg of your travel, now you're starting to get sick. So maybe you make it to New York. Maybe you make it to Chicago, but now you got to fly to L.A. And you have a three-hour layover, and you've already made it through the gate. Now what? So there's a lot of issues, all right? But right now, us as doctors and us as hospitals do not want to be this Texas hospital right now that, quote-unquote, missed Ebola. You do not want to be the health facility that missed Ebola. Okay, number one, it's because it puts other people in danger. And number two, you are going to be completely destroyed by the media. As well as, you know, even my patients go, oh my gosh, that hospital sucks. Well, okay, well, you know, how many people during 90-degree weather that come in saying they think they have food poisoning is going to be diagnosed with Ebola? Well, I got to tell you, that hospital's not going to make that mistake again. We already have New York hospitals using fake patients. So if somebody says the right thing, boom, they're immediately screened. But while all this panic is happening, and while people are like, well, I don't want to be falsely quarantined, do you think people are going to be now very, very open? Do you think people are going to, you know, now, okay, God forbid you think you have Ebola, you're going to want to get treated. But unfortunately, you may not get yourself treated until you're farther along. I don't want chaos, but I also don't want us being half-assed. When our guard is down, that's when things happen. At that hospital in Dallas, the guard was down. All right? Now our guard is up. So, of course, the planes are going to be quarantined. Of course, there's going to be issues. Now, I need this all fixed before flu season. Okay? Whatever everybody's doing in the hospitals, with the airplanes, at the doctor's offices, with the CDC, whatever, I want this fixed before you guys start coming into my office with high fever and throwing up because you had a cheese quesadilla and you're not tolerating the milk because you have a high fever from the flu. Because if you're vomiting and you say, well, yeah, you know, there's now we're into November and God forbid there's some anecdotal reports that this person may have Ebola, this person has Ebola, whatever. I can't just say, okay, well, you know, you weren't in West Africa, so we're good. If we start to have little foci of little Ebola affections, I don't want to call them outbreaks, but cases here, and you end up having been near that city, how am I supposed to know? Do I have a test screen? Do I have a screening kit in my office? No, I don't. I don't have a screening kit in my office. I don't have like a quick pregnancy test I can run or a urine test I can run. If I am concerned that you follow the criteria, now luckily we have a phenomenal health department where I live. The Nevada State Health Department that we have, Las Vegas Health Department, has given us, you know, a great algorithm on what to follow. But basically, high fever, exposure to Ebola, exposure to people, or exposure to West Africa, recent travel, etc. Then I am supposed to notify the health department. They notify the CDC. I have you go to a hospital that has an isolation area. What do we do during flu season, people? And you're like, I don't know, I don't remember, I'm lethargic, I don't know. We need to get our acts together now, because it will be chaotic. And don't think the chaos is going to go away. Now, unfortunately, everything happens in pendulums. Nothing ever happens moderately. Everything always seems to happen with pendulums. So after the couple of airplane issues, you're going to start to see people try to calm down. Then they're going to miss another case. So the pendulum's just going to go back and forth. When we come back, let's go through ways to get Ebola. Let me quiz you guys and make sure you guys know so you aren't freaking out about mosquitoes and spiders and all that other stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have ConnectPal. It's a way where you can connect and get one-on-one medical advice. It's pretty cool. Go to ConnectPal.com. Find me, Dr. Dahlia Show. Very, very inexpensive subscription of $4.99 a month, and you get one-on-one time with the doctor. Mm-hmm. Not one-on-one, no. Just like mental time. Come on, people are married. All right, let's go pop quiz now. Pop quiz, everybody get your pencils out. This is important, guys. Pop quiz, here we go. All right, everybody got your pencils out? No, it has to be a number two. I'm not going to wait for you to sharpen your pencil. pop quiz. Here we go. Number one, Ebola. Ebola can be passed by all of the following except A, sweat, B, saliva, C, semen, or D, sneezing. Ebola can be passed by all of the following except sweat, saliva, semen, or sneezing. Number two, this is a true or false question. Mosquitoes can give you Ebola. True or false? Mosquitoes can give you Ebola. All right, next. How long should you abstain from sex once you have Ebola and have been cured? Okay, we're assuming you live from the Ebola. When can you start having sex again? Next. Well, I know that's on a lot of your minds. Next. If your mother's brother's cousin's next door neighbor has high fever and vomiting, and your dog goes to urinate on his lawn, he should be put down for fear of Ebola. True or false? If your dog basically pees on your mother's brother's cousin's next door neighbor's lawn who has high fever and vomiting, should the dog be shot when he comes back home? Next, or euthanized. Which of the following animals need to be put down if Ebola is suspected in the house? A, the dog. B, the cat. C, the mother-in-law's ferret. D, goldfish. Or E, none of the above. Okay? Which of the following animals need to be put down if Ebola is suspected in the house? Dog, cat, mother-in-law's ferret, goldfish, or none of the above. True or false? If you have traveled to South Africa and accidentally vomit on an airplane, the airlines should quarantine the plane. True or false? If you've traveled to South Africa and accidentally vomit on the airplane, the airlines should quarantine the plane. Next, which of the following countries is known for the first person-to-person transmission of Ebola outside of Africa? Is it A, America, B, Canada, C, Chile, or 4, Spain? Finally, last question. Breast Cancer Awareness Month wants you to make sure you are examining your A, epiglottis, B, colon, C, prostate, or D, breast. All right, time's up. Time's up. Pencil down. Pencil down. How'd you guys do? Okay, here we go. Okay, Ebola can be passed by all of the following except is the answer sweat, saliva, semen, or sneezing. Right now, the answer is sneezing. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, but you said Ebola can be passed by saliva. Exactly. Ebola can be passed by saliva, but technically we're being told not by sneezing. Now, I don't know about you all, but when I sneeze, I spit a lot of times when I sneeze. So if it's a dry sneeze and somebody next to you with Ebola dry sneezes, technically you're okay. But if his mouth opens and your mouth does open with a sneeze. Have you guys ever seen the electron microscopy when I was in medical school? They showed us, oh my gosh, I'm going to vomit. You see everything that comes out? Okay, saliva comes out. If it's a non-dry sneeze, that could be an issue. Can you get Ebola from urine? Yeah, urine, sweat, saliva, feces, vomit, breast milk, and semen. If you touch an infected needle, syringe, could get Ebola. True or false, mosquitoes can give you Ebola. Right now, according to the CDC website, no. Mosquitoes cannot give you Ebola. They say there is no evidence that mosquitoes or other insects can transmit Ebola. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, but mosquitoes suck the blood, go somewhere else, can blow the blood back. They could, you know, you would think there could be that form of transmission. Right now, the CDC is saying no on their website. But if I were you, I would just avoid mosquitoes anyway because they could carry a variety of other diseases. But right now, the answer is no. How long should you abstain from sex once you have Ebola? Well, some of you epidemiologists out there are like, well, wait a second, I can figure this out. Apparently, Ebola virus has been found in semen for up to 3 months. I don't know how they tested it, and I'm not sure who the donor was. But it can swim around in there for about 3 months. Okay? So they say abstain from sex for 3 months, or you can have sex after you survive Ebola if you're using a condom. Next question. If your mother's brother's cousin's next door neighbor has high fever vomiting, your dog goes to pee-pee on his lawn, should he be put down for fear of Ebola? No. There is no reason to kill a dog just because somebody has high fever and vomiting. Now, why did they kill the Madrid's nurse's dog? Because there's been studies saying that bushmeat and animals can transmit Ebola. So if you were affected with Ebola and did kissy-kissy to your dog, etc., we know that animals could be hosts. They say mammals like humans, bats, monkeys, apes have shown the ability to become infected and spread Ebola. Infected bats, wild animals hunted for food, handling those, all right, that they could carry Ebola. And that's why they killed the woman's dog. Euthanized her dog, Excalibur. Which of the following animals need to put down if Ebola is suspected in the house? The dog, the cat, the mother-in-law's ferret, the goldfish, or none of the above? None of the above. Do not start killing your pets or animals if there's a suspected Ebola. Wait till Ebola is proven, and then you could call your mother-in-law and tell her to take that ferret over to the CDC. Although if she carries the ferret, she may have to go into quarantine. Yeah, one of you asked, can I just quarantine my mother-in-law just for poops and giggles? No. I am sure there's going to be laws on illegal quarantine. No. No quarantining your mother-in-law. Oh, I know. I know a lot of you have it out for your mother-in-law, so you want to, like, call up and go, my mother-in-law said she went to Africa, but she's going to lie about it, and she's been vomiting. She's at 222 West Tropicana Avenue, apartment 5B. Go get her. She wants to come over this weekend. I know. You can't do that. Not nice. Not nice. True or false, if you have traveled to South Africa and accidentally vomit on an airplane, the airline should quarantine the plane. No, because it's South Africa. South Africa is not considered a country now, right, that has high risk for exposure. Okay, we're talking about the West Africa countries. You guys know about Tanzania and Madagascar and, you know, Zimbabwe, and you guys know the geography of Africa. Africa is a pretty big continent, okay? So just because somebody was somewhere in Africa doesn't mean they're going to carry Ebola, okay? Right now, the CDC and the health departments are looking at West Africa. Which of the following countries is known for the first person-to-person transmission of Ebola outside of Africa? Is it the Americas, Canada, Chile, or Spain? The answer is Spain. Spain is now the first country to show a person-to-person transmission of Ebola, right? Because the Madrid nurse was taking care of a priest who died. She was with him on only two occasions, cleaning, I guess, a stooled diaper, and cleaning up the room after he died. Was wearing the suit while taking it off, might have touched her face a little bit. She doesn't know how she got it. But right now, that has been the only person-to-person transmission outside of Africa that's been in Spain. Finally, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You are supposed to be examining which body part? Uvula, epiglottis, testicle, prostate. No, your breasts. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Okay. Great pop quiz. How'd you do? All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, the AI. I'm in the middle of eating my breakfast. Hold on. had to wet my whistle. Sorry, guys. Okay, good. But I had to swallow that stuff fast because, man, I don't want to get reflux if I don't eat it right. Okay, let's talk about, there's a couple, we got some breaking news here. We got a man with a 17-hour erection admitted to the hospital. I think this was in Great Britain. A North Yorkshire man, 23 years old, woke up, I guess, with an erection. I don't think there was any Viagra involved. And he, 17 hours later, couldn't stand it anymore. So, you know what? He did have sex the night before. All right, but again, I don't see any sign of him taking an erectile dysfunction drug. He's 23 years old. I hope he wasn't taking anything like that. Anyway, apparently he tried to do an ice bath. He tried to do a jog, but unfortunately it wasn't getting better. So he asked his roommate to help. Of course, the roommate said, yeah, he was, you know, everybody was, you know, all freaked out. So he goes to the hospital with his priapism diagnosis, and apparently they sucked out about 2 pints of blood from that. When I had a priapism patient in the ER, I had to take care of, and we basically just, you know, take a large bore needle and we insert into the corpus cavernosum and we just take out the blood. 2 pints, they said. 2 pints. Apparently now it's all black and blue, but he, feels better now. And he says it looks like it's been through a war. Be careful, guys. You know, really, really know your, body and, don't overdo it and don't injure yourself. Sometimes I worry about priapism when some of you guys injure yourselves. We've talked about, fractures, penis fractures. Technically, there's no bones, but we use the term penis fracture for ligaments being, hurt during sex. And stop the giggles, people. This is some serious stuff. Wait till it happens to you. This is serious. And they, you have some ligament strain, severe strain, and sometimes you could have deformity. You could have it kind of pointing in the wrong direction, angulation. Very serious stuff, people. And so it could put you more at risk for then swelling and then more blood flow. Remember, the body doesn't know what's going on. You know, you're at an, you know, weird angle, and the body's like, well, I don't know, maybe it's because he's having sex, let's get more blood there. So you don't know how the body's going to respond. So my suggestion is, you know, to just kind of, you know, do what, you know, humanly you're supposed to do. Don't be trying anything super fancy. Okay, look, I've been married now almost 18 years to my husband. There is nothing fancy. We don't need to do anything fancy. I mean, you know, really? I mean, you know, you do what you got to do, and you get done. Then you go to sleep. Headache goes away. All right, fight's over. It works. You don't have to do anything fancy. I mean, I hope my husband's not expecting anything fancy from me. Please, I'm middle-aged. Middle-aged people don't have to do anything fancy. All right, next. Let's talk about the spiders. Okay. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, okay. We also have one of you had asked me about artificial turf. Your kids are playing. I'm sorry. We had a phone call, but I was unable to talk to them online. One of you called in asking about artificial turf and cancer. Are we putting our kids at risk playing on, you know, these sports fields? And what's going on with cancer? Well, apparently, a couple nights ago, there was a Amy Griffin, associate head coach for the University of Washington's women's soccer team, has discovered a stream of kids, quote-unquote, that have played on artificial turf and soon gotten cancer. She has compiled a list of 38 American soccer players, 34 of them goalies, who have been diagnosed with cancer. At least a dozen played in Washington, even though geographically they're spread nationwide. Leukemia and lymphoma are the main types of cancers. Now, right now, there's been 60 technical studies, they've said, that have looked at the crumb rubber that is used, like tire rubber, these little black dots. That, like, my kid comes home from lacrosse practice, and we have all these black pebbles all over the place. I blame the cats, you know, because I think it's poo-poo, but it's not. It's a little black turf. But also, my cats, you know, my cats poop like the dog. We got, like, a 150-pound lab. My cats poop equals that. So I know the little black things that are coming off the cleats are not poo-poos. But they've been studying these. I remember back in 2009, we talked about this on the show. No. The studies are showing they're not related to cancer. But what do we do if we see these little clusters of leukemia and lymphoma? We need to figure this out. So the synthetic turf council has said, look, We've already looked at this. It pertains to toxicity from inhalation, ingestion, dermal contact, as well as cancer. And there's been at least 60 technical studies. That right now, we have not seen... Oops, sorry, I'm spilling. Hold on a second. I spilled my iced tea. Oh, man. All right, I hope there's no fire in the studio. Sorry, we had a spill. It's okay. Napkin, please. Okay, I need a napkin. That's all right. I got a maxi pad in my purse. Just sop it up with that. Use the maxi pad. Just sop it up with that. It's a big if. Yeah. That's all right. Use two of them. Okay. Anyway, so these little black dots, apparently there was a former soccer player that now has cancer. She said during the interview that after playing on the artificial turf, she would have little black dots in her ears and her nose. So I believe NBC now, their segment has been kind of opening up the discussion of, are we looking at artificial turf possibly causing cancer with our kids? We'll keep you guys posted. Of course, we're all concerned. Most of our kids play sports. And, now artificial turf is the new thing. We're saving water. I mean, where I live in Las Vegas, we like to save water. So, and I got to tell you, man, the artificial turf, it looks so pretty. It looks good. You know, we have our kids in, we've always had our kids in soccer or baseball or football or something. And so I'll keep you guys posted on that. I don't want everybody to freak out because we got to freak out about this next story. This is spiders. Okay, anything that has to do with spiders to me trumps any and all sort of scary stories. Thousands of venomous spiders, according to Fox News, forced family to abandon their $500,000 home in suburban St. Louis. Brian and Susan Trost bought this home overlooking two golf holes at Whitmore Country Club in Weldon Spring. No ha-ha. Come on, people. All right, we don't want any spiders going anywhere. Anyway, that's exactly why I don't live on a golf course. It has nothing to do with the price of the homes and my not being able to afford it. I'm afraid of spiders. Apparently, they bought this home back in 2007. Pretty soon, they start to see brown recluse spiders everywhere. Once while showering, Susan Trost dodged a spider as it fell from the ceiling and washed down the drain. I would be so freaked. I would be wearing bathing suits because I think these spiders are like drones with all their beady eyes and they could like tell everybody and show everybody what's happening in the shower. I'd be wearing a bathing suit. She told St. Louis television station KMOV-TV 2002 that the spiders started bleeding out of the walls. She had two pest control companies and they were unable to eradicate the infestation. You want to know what will kill the spiders? Get a bunch of scorpions. True, you'll have scorpions crawling in, but at least you'll get rid of the spiders. The couple filed a claim in 2008 with their insurance company, State Farm, and a lawsuit against the home's previous owners for not disclosing the brown recluse problem. Oh, I'd be out of there. I'd be out of there like a bat out of hell. In a civil trial in St. Charles County. Oh, St. Charles. I wonder if that's the St. Charles on the Monopoly board. In October 2011, University of Kansas biology professor Jamel Sandage ran for cover. No. He is apparently one of the nation's leading brown recluse researchers. I have no idea if he's single. Estimated that there were 4,500 or 6,000 spiders in the home, and they said, unfortunately, these calculations were made in the winter when spiders are least active. Apparently, the couple got more than $472,000, but the former owners declared bankruptcy, so the insurance company still didn't pay anything, and the couple moved out 2 years ago. So, okay, what does that mean? I wonder if there's a way when you buy a home for the inspector to do like a spider check. I don't know how you would do that. I would, you know what helps me are my cats. The dogs don't do anything. They're worthless. They just kind of lie there and lick themselves. But the cats will go after spiders. So what I would say is throw the cats in the attics, throw the cats in the basement, let them go to town. And if they start to run around like psycho cats, even though my cats already run like that, then you know you got something going on. Right? All right, guys, don't go away. Actually, go away. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. God bless.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.